Unfortunately, I will not be able to meet up with you this week because I have a family emergency I'm dealing with. But after I get through this week, I would love to connect again. Before you freak out, I'm not having a family emergency, but I did want you to hear what it sounds like to begin a communication with negative words. Let me rephrase what I said at the start using positive words, but not changing the situation, which is that I can't meet with you this week. I would absolutely love to meet up with you. Is there any way we can do it next week instead? See the difference? I'm saying the same thing that I can't meet this week, but leading with the positive words assures the person I'm speaking with that I do indeed want to meet up. Leading with a negative word like unfortunately is immediately shutting things down, which is not what you want to do if you are trying to make something work. I teach this technique to my pitch publicity team frequently as a tool to use when scheduling interviews with journalists. If I'm pitching my client to the media and a journalist finally comes back to me with an interview date, but my client can't do it, I could really lose out by leading with a negative like, no, unfortunately not. The pitch challenge today, take time in your replies to reverse them to a positive. Even if you don't have a great initial answer, in order to still get what you want with a little altercation. Keep it truthful, but lead with positivity, then serve up the solution for the workaround. In my pitch example, it may go like, Dr. Smith is excited about doing this interview. Any chance we can do it next week instead? He's wide open.